The 7 Points of Brain Darts. Let's get right to it, shall we? What I found in those first heady days, and what we've experienced, developed, and confirmed through more years of creating and learning, is that the steps to creating a great brand can be characterized by 7 key points. 1. All about them. 2. Hearts, then minds. 3. Make it simple. 4. Make it quick. 5. Make it yours. 6. All 5 senses. 7. Repeat, repeat, repeat. You'll notice that each of these points can be expressed in only 3 words. Explaining what each one means takes a few more words, but it's all quite simple. 1. All about them. People care most about things that affect them. In order to reach them, you need to communicate in a way that answers their question, "What's in it for me?" 2. Hearts, then minds. People make decisions based on their emotions and justify their decisions with the facts. If you want to get someone to pay attention to the intellectual reasons why they should do something, you must get them emotionally involved. 3. Make it simple. Today's world is a busy, confusing place. If you want to make an impression and an impact, your message must be succinct and digestible. Most importantly, it must immediately present the core essence of your point. 4. Make it quick. The taciturn comedian Stephen Wright said that if you put instant coffee in a microwave, you'll go back in time. That may be an exaggeration, but the truth is that things happen so fast these days that if you take your sweet time, no one will wait around for you to present and explain your entire hypothesis. 5. Make it yours. A message is truly powerful only if it is associated with you or your product. Make sure that the message you're presenting belongs only to you. 6. All 5 senses. Conversations involve all of the human senses. To communicate effectively, you must be sure that you're engaging as many of your audience's senses as possible, and that you're doing it in a positive way. 7. Repeat, repeat, repeat. For a message to be effective, it must be stated, supported, and enforced. Be sure that your message is repeated often enough that your audience can consider it, digest it, internalize it, and act on it. Ironically, this doesn't give you license to be boringly repetitive. Instead, you must look for new and creative ways to repeat and reinforce your position. Granted, not every communication that embraces these 7 principles can be called a brain dart, and not every single brain dart uses all 7 of these points. But when these 7 points are used to create clear, direct communications, the resulting effort will produce superior results time and time again. Most importantly, the practice of creating brain darts isn't just for advertising. It succeeds fabulously in all interactions where it is important to secure attention, get a point across, and entice the listener towards your point of view. Conversations, speeches, presentations, essays, and explanations can all benefit from our 7 brain dart principles. It's important to note that while these 7 points are presented in a casual, friendly, and simple manner, that is by very careful design and should not be taken to suggest that the program itself is casual. I doubt that the words Moses brought down from Mount Sinai on carved tablets would have had the same ability to change the world if they had been called the 10 Suggestions instead of the 10 Commandments. Likewise, our brain dart principles should not be used only when convenient and discarded when things become difficult. They should become the cornerstone of your communication planning, creation, and implementation.